Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are by Paul Christensen, who is the author of 7 books of poems, the latest, The Human Condition. Paul Christensen's poem, Big Easy Memories, appears in Louisiana Literature, edited by Jack B. Bedell from Southeastern Louisiana University. The ghosts come out at night and walk in our shadows. We feel their breath sometimes, unhappy ghosts haunting the soggy lowland riverfront without a home to go to. All those whom I loved once come whispering behind me on my way to Mulots, where my brother danced his complicated Cajun footsteps as he whirled his partner into the tangle of his arms and unraveled her again. The tourists gawk. The waiters who knew us banged steins of ice-cold beer on a bare table and said it was on the house. Yes, and the band slithered through another wheeze of accordion arpeggios while the tub was raked with thimbles. The river fills me with grief, as if night had died on its own exhausted stars and draped a suffocating coat over me. The music of old chains can still be heard in the oldest houses. A carriage drifts through the mist, the driver asleep at his reins. There used to be a bookshop here on Royal, but the owner died, and the books are hanging in the air at the foot of the moon. And the second poem by Paul Christensen, from Louisiana Literature, edited by Jack B. Bedell, is a poem entitled My Cousin Caroline and I. The old Howard upright stood in the corner of the parlor in an island of somber shatters. It sang in a cracked voice under my cousin's fingers like a parrot stuck on the sharps and flats of its own scale. She would sing along. Her lanky body drooped over the keyboard with her hair in curlers, her long nose hooked over her lips and chin, the banner of her lonely puberty. The boys went elsewhere. Sometimes we played duets, stumbling versions of a mountain stream worming through rocks and pooling at the middle of a phrase, then charging on again when our fingers solved the problem of the score. Each dusty note sent a shiver to our souls as we spelled out solitude and the tedium of afternoon. Even the candy store across the street held back temptation until we closed the lid. Then, armed with Kool-Aid packs and chewing gum, we held court on the wooden stoop on Barrack Street. Once she and I climbed the dryer steps to stare down at the naked men lined up to take their showers. Seamen and bums and tubercular drifters with jutting ribs and coal white legs, each with a bar of soap and rag bleached by the sun, and forlorn as marsh birds before the rains. Nothing was sadder than our music, which we teased out of silence, note by note.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.